I'm your host, Brenda Nelson, with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today is Margarita Ciampa Coyne. She's an agency account manager for Old Republic Title. Margarita has been in the title industry for 20 years, 5 years of that with Old Republic, and 15 years working for national title companies. Prior to working in the title industry, she worked as a commercial real estate paralegal for an international law firm. Margarita works with New England attorney agents to develop, strengthen, and grow industry relationships. Margarita graduated from Boston College with a degree in communication. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Margarita Ciampa Coyne. Hi, Margarita. Thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We're glad to have you. On our show, we discuss some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they overcome them. Today, we're going to talk about ignoring the customer's customer, which I find very interesting. Can you explain what that means or what it might look like?
Well, here in Massachusetts, we're an attorney state, unlike other states where there are direct operations. So attorneys are sort of part of a triumvirate of the attorney works with not only the lender and the realtor to close loans, but they are responsible for maintaining that relationship, sort of getting everyone to play nicely together in the sandbox. When you ignore the attorney's customer, unfortunately, that results in either a drop in business or a weakened relationship. Try to prevent that.
Okay, so have you ever made that mistake? And if you did, how did you remedy it?
Well, I think for me, the mistake was assuming that promoting underwriting with our attorneys and letting them know how efficiently we can work with them to get deals closed, that's a major part of the attorney's role, but it also sort of limited the realtor relationship and the lender relationship. The attorney was focused on satisfying the closing requirements of the lender who was there saying, you know, we have to get this deal closed. And of course, with our underwriting and their flexible manners to get the deal done would work with that. But it cut out a big piece of the realtor relationship who felt that they weren't a part of the transaction. And here locally, realtors right now really sort of direct that train of business, whether it's from existing home sales that they've done or just marketing themselves and being really out there. I think the issue for me was not realizing that by just focusing on the lender and the closing agent, I missed that big piece of the realtor who directs business to our account.
Right. So do you provide programs or products to your customer, which you said was the attorney? So
yes.
You provide products and programs for them to help their customer, which is the realtor and the lender.
Yes. So what I did was I really sat down with my direct attorney agent and said, you know, what can we do to really strengthen those realtor relationships for you? And we came about with a guideline of what does the realtor want in talking to the realtor and what does the attorney, what can they really do? So a big piece of realtor education and licensing is Massachusetts is continuing education. So we came up with a program where the attorney is a subject matter expert, obviously in purchase and sale contracts and title, things like that. And we developed an education program where we provided quarterly continuing education, where we brought in a subject matter expert who in financing and residential mortgage loan market was their lender partner, and they presented to the attorney group sponsored by the our agent and Old Republic. So for the agent, they were providing practical solutions and really impactful product to the realtor and also to the lender, because the lender was saying, you know, thank you for including me in this partnership, because I'm also showing the realtor that I'm providing real impactful product that they can use with their team to help them, an educated realtor is someone who gets more listings.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so you came up with a solution to a problem, and it solved it not only for the realtor attorney relationship, but for the lender realtor relationship.
Right.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. So, well, no, go
I was
going
to say, and for the realtors, when I sat and with the realtors and said, what can we do for you? What can our attorney agents do for you? And their answer was, I need more listings. Get me more listings. Well, that's sort of, you know, that's a big hurdle. What we came up with here in New England was a way to promote the realtor as an expert and in home buyer education classes. So now we're working with the direct consumer. And in doing so, we created what we called the Hobson Homes Ask the Expert series, where the realtor was included as an expert in our presentation at breweries, local breweries, where we had an attorney. Yeah, it was great because we reached that sort of young first-time homebuyer mm-hmm. who, as the mother of young first-time homebuyers who spend way too much money on a beer in a brewery, we came up with the idea that, you know, it's sort of a captive audience there. We had the realtor as the expert, the lender as the expert, and our attorney, and just a very casual, fluid event where we set up a table and they could ask questions. There was no real format. Folks signed in, so we created a database. So everybody that signed in for the event got a copy of the listing. Some realtors were superstars when following up and, you know, texting folks. Nobody does email anymore, I'm told. Again, that was a solution that we provided to the realtor, who for the attorney agent, it was a home run. We made these folks so happy that we were doing something to promote their business, and it seemed like a partnership, and it definitely was a partnership. Everybody involved together.
That's great. Well, I was going to tell you, bottom line, what's the best way to recognize a mistake when it's made and then to manage it. But you pretty much explained it. I mean, you did a great job in that.
I would say the biggest piece is just communicating with people, asking people directly. I think sometimes, and I do it myself, I sort of hesitate to I hesitate to put people at odds with one another. And by that, I mean, I there are certain situations where I may go in and someone will speak so negatively about someone, and I, you know, it's tough to hear, but you got to come back and give that feedback. I mean, it's all constructive.
Right.
And that's the mistake, I think, where if you're ignoring a customer, especially if they're direct enough to tell you, you know, my relationship with this office is A, B, and C, and it doesn't make me happy. It doesn't serve anybody well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Margarita, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank you so much for sharing your experience and your expertise. It was really informative.
Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, you're welcome. And I want to thank the listeners for joining in the discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.